Thank you for joining The Bevel Talk, Season 2, Episode 4. Life as a pipe welder brings a unique language, a wide range of job requirements, and high degree of skills. Today, we're talking about tips and tricks for all pipe welding processes. Let's get right into it.
Hello, and welcome to Bevel Talk. We're back with Jeff Robidoux, Craig Spindler, and Andre Stewart. And today, we're going to talk about the fundamentals of welding, particularly wire welding, stick welding, and TIG welding. So, gentlemen, welcome back. Thanks for coming again. So, let's talk the differences in joint preparations between welding a root pass with wire, welding a root pass with stick, and welding a root pass with TIG. What are the differences in the joint preparations? Mr. Andre.
Well, root gap would be for one. That'll be a difference between the three processes. For TIG, I'd definitely run a little tighter root gap, if not tight. For wire, you're looking at 32nd land to a 16th land with about an 8th to 5/32 gap. And for your stick, I would go with whatever your 60-10 rod would be. Say if it's a 3/32, I'd run a 3/32 land with a 3/32 gap.
So why the variances? What effect does that have on your weld and your root pass?
Well, like stick, because the amperage it drives, so you're going to want that land to support that root. Otherwise, you're going to end up blowing a big hole, keyhole in it, and then you're going to have some issues with that. TIG runs a little lower amperage, just a little more manageable, and you can vary the how much weld metal you're putting down by how much wire you can feed into it. And for the wire, for wire feed, now that's controlled by the machine, so you just got to match your travel speed with, say, if you're going to run an 1/8-inch gap, you could run a little quicker than you can with a 5/32.
Okay. So tell me why we would pick a stick or a TIG weld over a wire process. What's the advantages and applications for each?
Pipe diameter, maybe again, the what product is going to go through that pipe in the future, right? If we're in a fabrication shop, maybe that's not so much of a situation because of the fact that they may wash it out, but it could be customer specifications that will dictate what process we need to use for that particular piping system. So there's a lot of variances that will dictate which process we may be able to use for that particular product.
So, Jeff, when you get certified to weld, do you get certified for each process individually? How does that work?
Yes, each process individually you have to get certified.
And is that a certification through the company? Is that a national certification? How does that carry forward?
Well, usually each company will have you do a test, or if you're at the hall, you can get a test done there. Then you can get, if they're called out for welders and you have that cert, you can go there. But most companies are still going to retest you.
All right. So now let's talk a little bit more about setting up. What does it take to set up wire versus stick versus TIG? Different equipment required. What's it take? Mr. Craig.
All right. So as far as the different setups, yes, definitely different wire. Obviously, you're going to require a feeder of some sort. If it's a suitcase feeder, a benchtop feeder, or maybe a feeder for out in the field. Stick and TIG, of course, stick-wise, very simple, down to earth. You just need your electrode holder, right, your stick holder, your ground, and some welding cables. With the TIG side of it, again, you're going to be very simple, down to earth, TIG torch, tungsten. Tungsten type would be something that will depend on maybe what you're doing, right? Diameter will be maybe dependent on amperage, that type of a thing. And knowing your polarity, what you need to be. TIG, typically electrode negative, right? Typically stick, electrode positive, as well as with the wire processes, typically electrode positive. Some of the new equipment nowadays, there's no need to select your polarity. You just simply select the process, and the machine is smart enough to know that it needs to be in that particular polarity. Are we electrode positive or are we electrode negative? So now it keeps that welder from having to go back and change those polarities, change the process, that type of thing. It's as easy as pushing a button and changing those, even upwards of 200 feet from the power source, being able to just have that and push the button, change your amperage, change your polarity, anything that you need to do right where you're working now instead of going back and forth all the time.
That sounds pretty convenient. I know I spent a lot of years being the gopher back and forth between the weld joint and the welder. So
yeah, it's very convenient as far as that goes. So it's a lot easier, especially if you're changing from a TIG root to a stick filling cap. You know, some of the trades, let's say in powerhouses, they're building a boiler. They're going from TIG to stick maybe 100 times a day or better because they're small little one-inch tubes that they're welding, right? So that keeps you from going up and down for safety, up and down the scaffolding, that type of thing as well.
How do the techniques vary between wire welding and stick and TIG welding? Teach me, Jeff. If all I did is learn how to weld wire and I want to learn how to stick weld or I want to learn how to TIG weld, what do I need to know? What do I need to change?
Your technique.
How so?
I can't talk. I can show you versus trying to explain it.
It's easier to show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't have to tell you, Danny. The stick, you're going to keep it in the... I mean, seriously, guys, how would you explain the difference without showing?
It's one of those things where experience is the key, right? I mean, being able to see it, being able to feel it, being able to touch it, to feel how the wire melts off into the puddle or...
Yeah, absolutely. So, and watching somebody in the is key, right? Having somebody to show you those techniques. Like Jeff said, technique is big. They are different. And honestly, each welder is going to have their own technique, I think. You know, I'm going to weld a little different than Jeff. Jeff's going to weld a little different than Andre. We're all going to be a little different. You have to make it work for each individual person. Our vision is different. Our dexterity is different. All that's different. So all that always is going to come into play. So when we're teaching or training out in the field, that's something that you have to look at for that individual welder. That what I'm doing may not quite work for what they're doing, right? So that always, you always have to keep that into play for sure.
The XMT-350 Field Probe with Polarity Reversing Welding System from Miller. Let's welders change polarity and processes with the push of a button at the stick, TIG remote, or wire feeder, eliminating the need to walk back to the power source to swap leads to change polarity. Learn more at millerwelds.com/arcreach.
Okay, so let's assume that I'm new to welding. I've never taken a welding class. I've only seen it a few times. Where should I start? How should I get started?
Take some classes.
Take some classes. Should I start with MIG? Should I start with TIG? Should I start with stick?
It's going to depend on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I'd say most people are going to start on stick just because it's the, I guess for like the rod's cheaper than if you're going to run a spool of wire and buy tungsten and filler rod and stuff like that. Most people start with stick just because you can weld on a couple of pieces of plate with a handful of stick rod and you can get a feel for it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's wind isn't a factor with the stick electrode like it would be with some of the other processes. So I think maybe it's a little easier to learn, like Andre said, in a couple pieces.
Has there been any advancements in technology over the last, say, 50 years between TIG welding, stick welding, and wire welding? What's changed to make them better than they were 50 years ago?
Easier processes, I think, the machines are making the processes easier nowadays. For wire, again, working with the weld engineers and such, it's just they make the processes easier for the welders. They're learning to understand what the welders are needing in the field rather than just building a product to build a product. They're looking at specific industries like the piping side of it, that type of thing. So we get the arcs that we need for ours because it's going to be different than what an iron worker might need versus the piping because they're welding I-beams versus the piping side of it. So each of those arcs can be tailored now for that particular industry, I think.
One thing that I think is interesting is they've been able to tailor the starts and stops on stick electrodes so you can get cleaner starts, better crater fills, easier. So it takes a little bit less skill or a little bit less understanding to be able to still give a quality bead or a quality weld.
Yeah, they've been able to improve the TIG starts as well where the tungsten doesn't stick to the material as much anymore. That type of thing.
I think it's amazing how technology's changing. How do we, or have companies adapted and adopted this technology, or are they still kind of staying back in the dark ages?
Some adapted and some haven't.
Yeah, it depends on the area of the country, right? But I'm with Jeff. I mean, some are willing to adapt. Others are not so willing to adapt. Some are more stuck in the stick and TIG age versus going on to those. And sometimes it's the inspector that's leading them that direction as well.
Or the client,
yeah.
Sometimes I think it's hard to argue, right? We've done bridges or we've done pipes this way for 50 years, and we don't have many failures. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody dies. I don't dare change. I don't have the history with this. I'm not willing to take that liability, or I'm not willing to take that risk. I think it's a mindset that we have to work through as an industry to catch up with what technology can help us do.
Absolutely. Like Andre said, that inspector, his name is going on that. So if he approves it, he's the one on the hook for it. That's the first person they're coming to if there's a failure, if there's a problem. So that's sometimes, like you said, is the hard to change.
So I want to go back to something that you mentioned, Jeff. You know, when I asked you a little bit about, explain to me difference of techniques and things. I think you're exactly right. You know, I say that kind of tongue in cheek, explain it to me. You can't really explain it unless you've seen it or felt it, right?
Correct. It's hard to sit here and try to explain it over the phone or something to a welder on the other end without actually being there to see what they're doing to try to help them understand the puddle better and the process.
Right. Because it's a lot like Craig said, you know, we all weld a little bit differently. We get the same results a little bit differently. And, you know, I might have a little bit of a different whip than you do, and that makes something completely different, right? But it's true. I think, you know, sometimes we live in a world where we think we can watch a YouTube video and master something, which some things you can, but welding, it's totally different when you watch it versus when, you know, you feel the wire traveling through a MIG gun, you feel the sparks on your gloves, you feel the heat, you have the welding smoke. It's a whole different experience than just watching it on a video.
Correct. I think that's one of my hardest things when I get a phone call is trying to work with the welder on the other end over the phone with angle and technique and that. It's tough.
Right. Well, and especially when it's something that's new, right, where they're so used to doing it one way and we're asking or we're trying to have them just try something slightly different and we don't know if they're doing it how we think they are or not.
Correct.
Perfect. Well, thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it. Join us next time as we talk with Craig, Jeff, and Andre more about fundamentals of welding.